This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Planes, trains, and automobiles, just how many were compromised by substandard steel from Japan? And will Spanish companies continue their exodus from Catalonia?
Yesterday's famous Schrödinger's Declaration of Independence that looks like something to some people and something different to everyone else. Businesses are waiting for clarity.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Now, all day on Marketplace yesterday, we heard about Japanese company Kobe Steel's admission it falsified information about the quality of the steel and copper it sold. Well, today you can add another product to that list, iron powder used in making gears. Hundreds of companies now have to investigate if safety's been compromised. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani has more.
Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Mitsubishi Motors, Subaru, and Mazda. A long list of Japanese car companies that are now checking to see whether their vehicles are safe because of the scandal at Kobe Steel. Kobe is Japan's third largest steelmaker, and it has admitted that it falsified quality data about some of its products, selling steel with strength that didn't match the quality standard it had promised its clients. Kobe warned that the problems could date as far back as 10 years. Trying to contain the damage, U.S. aerospace manufacturer Boeing, that is also one of Kobe's clients, said it already conducted safety tests and said in a statement that nothing in our review leads us to conclude that this issue presents a safety concern. The problems at Kobe have raised ongoing concerns about corporate governance in Japan Inc., which have seen a number of firms admit that they've either hidden how big their losses are, failed to disclose problems with quality or safety, or simply lied about how much money they made. In Singapore, I'm the BBC's Karishma Vaswani for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Kobe Steel shares have plunged a further 18% today. However, overall, Japan's Nikkei closed at a two-decade high, up 0.28% or 58 points. Spain's IBEX has jumped 1.2% or 128 points after Catalonia stopped short of declaring immediate independence. Now, the huge data breach of the credit rating company Equifax has already impacted 143 million Americans, or nearly half the U.S. population. Well, now the company's revealed it's not just Americans who need to keep an eye out for fraud. The BBC's Rory Ketlin-Jones reports.
When Equifax revealed that the records of over 146 million Americans could have been accessed by hackers, it at first downplayed the impact on people in the UK. Later, it admitted that some data mistakenly stored in the US could have been at risk. Now it's revealed that a file containing 15 million UK records was attacked by the hackers. Most of the information consisted of names and dates of birth, but Equifax says nearly 700,000 files also had more sensitive data. The firm admits those affected could be at risk from criminals and is writing to offer them help.
In London, I'm the BBC's Rory Ketlin-Jones for Marketplace.
Now, last night, the Catalan president, Carlos Puigdemont, acknowledged the result of the independence referendum.
Arribats en aquest moment històric.
Now, at this historic point, and as the president of Catalonia, I want to follow the people's will for Catalonia to become an independent state.
Un estat independent en forma de república.
But crucially, he didn't act on it and asked for talks instead. Well, today the Spanish government meets to decide how to respond. More than 7,000 foreign businesses have operations in Catalonia. So what are they thinking this morning? Christopher Doughty is president of the British Chamber of Commerce in Spain.
Businesses are waiting for clarity. Obviously, some companies have already decided that it was a declaration of independence. There was a large publishing company who last night, after the speech, decided that it had been a declaration of independence, and they had decided to move their headquarters in that case. So they've actually become the 33rd company to move from Catalonia to other regions of Spain. The most important decision is Senor Rajoy, obviously the president of Spain's government, and he needs to decide whether he views the speech as a declaration of independence. And if so, it might be that we see during the day the withdrawal of the autonomy within Catalonia and the introduction of home rule.
And that withdrawal, in a way, though not great for those who are in favour of independence, might actually be stabilising for businesses?
Yes, in terms of business, as you quite rightly say, we're looking for some security here. This is the main reason why headquarters are moving. This isn't investment decisions at the moment. This is just judicial stability. However unlikely it appears, especially in a democratic, free Western European country in the European Union, there is a fear that suddenly it would become a territory where the responsibility to raise taxes is disputed. So companies fear getting tax demands from two government authorities. They fear a freeze on capital flows. So that's why companies are moving to establish their headquarters in other regions of Spain.
Christopher Doughty there of the British Chamber of Commerce in Spain. So look out for Spain's response probably later today. Finally, not so much a gold rush as a gold flush. In Switzerland, scientists say $1.8 million worth of gold from refineries passes into wastewater every year. They also found 6,000 pounds of silver being washed away. They suggest refineries might want to start a recycling program. Waste not, want not, we say. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.